It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the belly of the beast, to the den of the Illuminati, home of the almighty media.
That's how powerful we are, that's how influential we are, and we're not stopping anytime soon, so get used to it.
This is the Black Ops Division of Flow Sports. We're dropping nuclear bombs today.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Who's Number One podcast. We've got a fun show for you guys today. I've got a couple guests. Of course, we're keeping in the theme here. We're talking a lot more about Who's Next. Season 1, Episode 5 just dropped today. So if you have not seen it, this is an awesome episode. One of my favorite episodes from the entire season. It's got a fun challenge. And I think, honestly, one of the best fights from the entire season. Jansen Gomez versus Renee Souza. So if you guys have not seen Episode 5, make sure you pause this, jump on flowgrappling.com, jump on whosnextseries.com, and watch. You can watch all 5 episodes for free on Flow Grappling, so no excuse if you haven't seen these things. It's a crazy ride, right, Corey? It's been a wild one, so hopefully you guys are following along. We got some guests coming on the show today. It is going to be a fun one, like always, but let's check in real quick. I'm Reed Connell. This is Corey Stockton holding it down for us. Corey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Holding it down, man. Yeah, episode 5 was absolutely one of my favorites, if not my favorite so far. Like you said, crazy challenge, right?
Yeah,
really a lot of fun challenge. I've had a chance to paddleboard that river as well, so I got to see maybe a tamer taste of what these guys did.
Yeah, we had a beautiful day out there when we were filming, for sure. So beautiful day on Lake Austin and everything like that. The fun episode.
Yeah, great match, great jiu-jitsu, and really like two athletes with great stories that we finally got a chance to hear.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then, as always, in the back, man in the chat, man holding it all down, really, is Connor Joshin back there. What's up, Connor? What are you up to lately?
Man, I'm chilling. I'm, you know, trying to get back into training. I've been a lazy body, so just like everyone else in the world, I got that, like, 2-week flab not being able to get back in there training. But it's been fun. Episode 5 was awesome. We already got people in the chat asking questions, which I'm going to save for a later time in the show. So, my man Nicholas Oberholzer, I butchered that, I'm sorry, but he's in the chat, he had a few questions. If you want to see your questions answered, you got to stay to the end, Nicholas, because we got some cool guests coming on, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. Reed, nice work on the episode, man. Also, Corey had a question. When you were at the lake and you were paddleboarding, did Andrew Tackett also try and drown you?
Was Andrew Tackett just there, just drowning people?
Mm-hmm. Swimming, chasing after the whole time.
Yeah. You said you had like a similar experience. It's like, wow, man, your lake trips must be intense. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so maybe, Connor, you wanna intro the guest? I know it's one of your favorite
guys
from the show. Obviously a huge breakout star from the show. You know him well from episode 1 and beyond. This guy is, we didn't know quite what to expect bringing him on the show, but man, were we glad we did. One of our favorites here, internally in the office and everything like that, but is becoming a huge star, I think. You want to say anything else about this guy, Connor?
Yeah, man, he's the master of disguise. We've seen him as John Donahue. We've seen him as Michael Sears. He's everyone's favorite, the one, the only, Scratch himself. Sewer Rat. How you doing, Sewer Rat?
Wow.
Scratch. They Hell thought yeah. they put me in a body bag, but they still didn't zip it, baby. Sewer Rat's back.
Killing it. I love it. With the fame from the new from the show, he's gotten a haircut. He's gotten a new nose job. He got the mustache. Looking slick, Spencer. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Like you said, growing the whiskers. I got a nose for every occasion. I hang it onto my bathroom mirror like my bling, dude. I just choose whichever one I decide goes with my outfit when I'm going out, depending what I'm doing, how I'm feeling.
It's I love a whole, it, dude. I love it. So tell me a little bit, Spencer. You know, these last five or six weeks here, we've been premiering the show. What's your reaction? What did you think? What have you been thinking about the show? Just kind of right off the bat, what do you think about who's next? How's the ride been, man?
Who's next? You mean Sewer Rat and Friends? Yeah. It's great, dude. I love it. I didn't really get to stay in the house with all the guys, so it's awesome to be able to watch their backstories and watching them interact. It really it fills a piece of that story for me that I didn't really get to be a part of while they were all in the house and clowning around. And of course, they told me about it, but to be able to watch that come alive on screen is really amazing. And y'all did a great job of telling the story of those fighters and being in the house together. It's awesome to watch.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about how you ended up sticking around on the show. Because, of course, you know, episode one happened, and you know, we kind of dropped the bomb on everybody that eight people were winning and eight people were going home. Maybe. Was that a surprise to you, that part of it? And then, what happened after your match? How did you end up sticking around?
Yeah, that was huge. We all got there and, you know, like y'all said, dropped that bomb that eight of us was going home, was like prepared to stay for 2 weeks just in case. And I was trying to figure out how they was going to have a show with just, you know, half those people staying on. And it just got to be a whole chain reaction, so to speak. And just the lore of the Sewer Rat, the CEO of Flow was telling people about like all my videos that I had made about the Ouchie Waza. As soon as I showed up, everybody's all saying my catchphrases, they wanted pictures, everybody's doing the pose. And it was fun. So I felt like I was being really supported just from the start. And when I came out for my match, everybody's chanting, Sewer Rat, Sewer Rat, Sewer Rat, let's go.
And, you're hyped up.
You know, I was just feeling the hype, feeding off the energy in the room. I came out, I hit a sweet me so sorry. 10 seconds into the group, you know, Mike went flying. He started screaming, oh, shit. Like, didn't know what was going on. Craig was eating it up. He was laughing his ass off from the sidelines. And he called me over after the match, promoted me, gave me my brown belt. And I know they cut that part, but they alluded to it. And he just did a lot to keep me around on the show. Like I said, everybody was super supportive. He'd pick me up. We'd go get breakfast. We were chilling on days. Chilling with Craig Jones in the Ford Honda Accord, baby. I met him back at Legion, and we was kicking it for a minute, and I was talking to him about it. He said he remembered me and just asked me to stay on as part of the show, and we got to do a lot of fun shticks together. And, you know, coming in as John Danner, all my idea, by the way, 100% Sewer Rat. And I came in, we did that, and then Hollywood Mike the next day, and we just all had a lot of fun making everything happen together.
Corey, you got something? Yeah, man, you've proven yourself to be kind of a master of disguise, right? you came in as John Donahoe one day, you came in as Mike Sears in the last episode. Is that something that you seem to have like a kind of knack for impersonation? That's something you've been working on.
And we've got some good Sewer Rat stuff planned for episode
Roll
six.
That beautiful bean footage, baby.
Make sure if you guys are big Sewer Rat fans, make sure you got stick around for episode six. We got a good surprise for you there too. But yeah, master of disguise.
Tell me about your knack for impersonation. Let's call it that.
Yeah, it's not just impersonation. I'm a wonderful actor. I hear talk. Mike Rexon thinks I actually went out, which wasn't true at all. I was just playing possum. So I should have won an Emmy and award for that performance. I really sold that, made him believe I went out, which is I was just trying to get him to let go, which he did within the rules of the match. I didn't tap, so we should have reset that match from standing. Yeah, it's still my belief. And you still beefing with the referee for resetting it back in that.
We didn't think of everything. It's true. You made us have to kind of rethink some things.
That is a very technical reading of the rules there. Hey, no one leaves until there's a tap. What if you go out?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But no, I don't know. It's just something kind of like my personality. But then, of course, like I was saying, just feeding off everybody in the room, it allows them to have a little bit more positive of an experience that they don't take things as seriously. And what's been really awesome is, like I said, I get a lot of content just from my fans. You know, a lot of these people have been hitting me up. They made like fan art over me. A lot of those catchphrases come from people when we're just chatting and they say, oh, dude, just like this. And I'd be like, yeah. And that'll be another catchphrase. So it's a whole world building element. People love to just be a part of the sewer-verse, as it's known now. And I've got a whole sewer rat nation watching this and tell them, scratch, scratch, don't stop scratching and chew your corn, baby.
Legend. Connor, you wanted to talk to Sue Rat? I know you've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah, Sue Rat. I had a first question. Do you know when that ADCC invite is coming? Are you expecting Mo to reach out to you, or have you reached out to Mo? What's the game plan there?
I think I'm going to be a surprise guest, maybe commentator or color commentary, and maybe we'll do me and Keenan super fight pro wrestling.
Perfect. Second question. How do we get you back on for season two? How do we infiltrate you? Can you just like live in the attic for season two and show up like midway through episode four or something?
Start crawling out of closets, surprise people while they're sleeping.
Yeah. No, I was
thinking something fun.
I was curious. You know, I've seen you going back and forth with some of the contestants. Who are some of the friendships that you made that, you know, have stuck around, and what are some of the rivalries that seem to continue to permeate the social media scape?
Everybody, man. I mean, we're still all in a group chat together. The house, everybody who stayed, and even the contestants that went home. We have a group chat, and we all stay super close. Of course, my roommate, Renee Buggy Choke in the world, coming up. He calls, texts me almost every day, chatting me, beat Bomb Gia, telling me about his coffee. I got some of that. It's really good. And, who is it? I'm blanking on the names. Andy Varela, you know, because we were all hanging out before all the big events were going on. I like Big Dan. Big Dan's a good dude, you know. He's just
you got a bad rap on the show. What'd you think of Big Dan on the show?
You know, it wasn't really him personally getting a bad rap. You know, of course I didn't like that he was snapping at the camera people, because I mean that's what we're there for. But I think he could have gone about his match choices a little bit better, maybe picked his match instead of two people that he wanted to see fight. Like, he should have stepped up and chosen his match to go next and given his teammate a break, Adam Bradley. And then, of course, everybody was clowning him about that the rest of the season. But I think, in a way, he somewhat did get a bad rap, because he really is a genuine and nice person. And
I agree.
You know, he came hug me. We had a heart-to-heart, and I like Big Dan.
Yeah, he's a good dude. I think, actually, we can play a little bit of Sewer Rat's first match there against Mike Rakshin. And yeah, Spencer, I'm not sure if you can see this, to be honest, but maybe you could talk us through a little bit of that first match.
Okay, let me see. I'll tune into the YouTube too and see if I can watch it there.
Or maybe you can just tell us kind of what you remember. We'll play the highlights, and you can tell us kind of what you remember. So right out the gate, was this the plan? You hit him with this with the miso sari? Is that what you were looking for right out the gate?
I was looking for anything he was going to give me. I was trying a flying scissor. I was going to roll a knee bar, something fancy, flashy. I go for big money moves, baby. They don't always pan out, but I'm trying to have an exciting fight. I like to do fun things. Whether they always work out or not is, you know, something to be said for practice and just mat time. And I like to come out and try to hit these moves that I'm doing in practice all the time, prove it to myself, my teammates that I'm training with, and the students that I get to coach up as well, that these moves they work, they're fun, they're exciting, and just putting on a show, baby.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And it seemed like, you know, I remember when we were there, when you guys first all got to the hotel, you and Mike were good buddies, maybe like two of the best buddies in you know, the show. I didn't realize that you guys knew each other. But then right. It seemed like by the time we were done filming the show, you and Mike were kind of polar opposites and really didn't like each other. Has that been, that fence been mended? Is that true or not? How is your relationship these days with Mike Rakshan, the Sultan of Strangles?
We're on friendly terms. We come from same lineage. We have the same signature move. He likes to do a move signature to mine. So of course I can't turn away a fellow sewer rat. And of course sewer rats will always be scratching. There's no stopping that. It's just a friendly, I would say, brother rivalry that, you know, I look up to him. I respect what he's doing. I like that he's got his character and he goes for these signature moves as well. That's what I feel like maybe some of the jiu-jitsu was missing, that you guys did a really great job of providing on the show, is these fighters that have moves that they're working for. And it's almost like WWE in a way. We're looking for these signature submissions that we like to hit off. And it's always like a big payout when we can get in these positions. I had Mike in the trash compactor set up, but he's just so barrel bodied, I couldn't fit around him. And he just rolled me over like Donkey Kong. Yeah. But, you know, he's been training a lot. And he trains with high level guys. So of course his training, his mat time paid off for him. I'm very happy for him. And, I have no ill will against him, but I'm going to scratch him up next time I see him.
Are you back to training and everything, Spencer? You training out there in Louisiana?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me over at Ronin Martial Arts, and I'm perfecting a secret move I learned in Japan.
A new one.
Uh-oh.
So I will have to have a chance to debut this new sewer-verse technique.
All right. Well,
I've already said too much.
We'll look forward to that. Connor, is anybody in the YouTube or anything like that? Or you have any more questions for Spencer, for Sewer Rat here?
Yeah. There was a question about your time at Legion. I know it ended up leading to a music video. So I think I would like to talk about, A, what led to that just a little bit. You can be very brief. Go through the music video and then tell us a little bit about, there's a secret YouTube video, a music video, I think, I was sent a link for.
Secret? We're talking about secret videos?
A secret video. It was a music video.
Underground in the tunnels, the new one, the pre-release that Sewer Rat Nation's got a hold of.
What is that? What did I watch, and why is there a very famous person edited in?
Chilling with the riffraff, baby.
Oh my
go
God.
Way back.
What are
way
we talking about here, Sewer Rat?
Yeah, I sent one to Mike Sears. You didn't share it around?
Oh my God.
I got you, Nico.
Yeah, we got the link, I guess. But
can you give us the rundown of what we're talking about here, Sewer Rat? You obviously, everyone knows you're very well known across the United States for your Christmas music, for your rap against Keenan. But recently we got a private link sent to us of a secret music video with you and Riff Raff, well known. Is he from Louisiana? I don't know. I'm assuming. He seems like a Louisiana guy.
He does.
So give us the rundown. Give us the rundown, Spencer. You've been rapping more lately. You've been getting more into that world as well.
I've been getting a little into it. I got a new career, which has been taking a lot of my time. And just when you come home from the day, your creative energy is kind of super spent. So I've been trying to have some of that reset time where I can get those creative juices flowing again. But how I met up with Riff Raff is he's been one of my favorite artists for a long, long time, since he was dropping them vines and all those music videos on YouTube. When I was out at Legion, that's actually kind of where I met up with him. I had seen him in New Orleans a few times, but he had a show, and I went to go give him my mixtape, and we were just kind of chatting back and forth. I didn't have the money at the time to get a full feature from him, but I was like, hey, man, next time I see you, whether it's here or, you know, in New Orleans, let's link up. Let's get on a feature together and rush it.
Wait, so this isn't Riff Raff edited into your music video. This is a real.
Yeah, it's me and Riff Raff.
Legend. So we're playing a little bit of it here, Spencer, if that's all right. This is a little bit of a sneak peek. So how do people listen to this if they want to listen to it?
Well, I didn't do the official release yet. This was just for the Sewer Rat Nation, but I guess we can give it to the whole dang nation.
We're sorry if we ruined it for you, Sewer Rat, but
we just give them a little taste.
Little tease, little tip of the tongue.
Build the hype.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
I love it, dude. I think we also got Renee coming on here after you to talk about the episode that he was in and everything like that. What did you think of Renee's performance on episode 5 here?
I love Renee, man. They were scared of the buggy choke. They tried to do everything they could to neutralize him. And, they went out, they fought their hardest. Renee did his thing. I love how he's been coming across on the show. It's weird because Jansen talked more in person than I get to see him on the show. But after that, they fought it out, and then we went back to the house and we cooked steaks and we all ate. It was great.
Yeah. What a time you guys all had. It seemed like a lot of camaraderie going on in there. Anything you wanted to say or any questions you had for Renee that we could ask him, or anything you wanted us to follow up with Renee about?
Just make sure he's chewing his corn. And just want to let the whole Sewer Rat and the whole other nation know, Sewer Rat merchandise is going out this week. If they want a chance to grab some scratch guards or some scratch pants, I got a link in my bio, official Sewer Rat Instagram, baby.
Heck yeah.
Every one of those scratch guards for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And if they want to listen to your, if they want to listen to your music,
I have a Spotify. Some of the links are in my Instagram as well, but they could always just message me. I send it to them. It's like SoundCloud/504 Sewer.
Okay, there you go.
Hell yeah.
Connor, any last words for Sewer Rat from the chat, or anybody interested in what's going on in Sewer Rat's life? I mean, many different avenues we could go down.
there is quite a few avenues.
A lot of tunnels in that sewer.
Yeah, no, it's the whole sewer system, baby.
one of my favorite stories I remember is that one day Andrew Tackett, I remember, told me that it was like he like woke up in the middle of the night and he heard these noises coming from the living room. and he went out to go see what was going on in the living room, woke him up in the middle of the night, and you were playing just sewer sounds on the TV. And you were sleeping on the couch, I think.
Yeah.
And there was just and you had like the TV just like jacked up super loud.
Sewer
and it was
sounds?
Just like drips and pipes and just kind of like sewer ambience. Is that it?
Yeah, it was one of the nights I got to stay in the house. And yeah, I was on the couch, and in between the couch and the floor, I was thinking about making a nest, but I didn't have any blankets. But I was having a hard time going to sleep. So I tried to put on something that would soothe me, remind me of home. So I changed the YouTube on the TV over to 10 hours of sewer sound. And I was like a baby. I was out like a light. Yeah, they woke up and they're like, dude, what is going on? Like, what is this music?
Didn't Isaac sleep in the couch?
Isaac ended up switching beds with Jansen ultimately. And okay. So he slept in the room with Mike Rakshan.
Okay, man. So no one was in the living room while you decided to put on ambient music.
I had to get to sleep.
I understand. Just making sure.
Yes, sir. Well, y'all don't stop scratching. Thanks for having me on. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Spencer. Appreciate it, brother. Sewer Rat, there he is, all the way from Louisiana. Who's Next? One of the stars from Who's Next, of course. He had a great match with Mike Rakshan on episode 1. And, gets into all sorts of antics throughout the show. Like I said, you haven't seen the last of Sewer Rat, so episode 6, make sure you guys tune in for that. Going to be a lot of fun. But thanks for Spencer for tuning in, for coming on. Appreciate it, Spencer. And we will see him later. But what did you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason he's a fan favorite, right?
Yeah.
He's one of a kind.
I do also remember there was a time where when we first got to the hotel And Spencer was just knocking on doors, just like all throughout the hotel. And people were just coming out of their hotel room, being like, "What the heck's going on?" And I'd be like, "Oh, sorry, wrong room." But then it was just like literally everybody in the hotel.
Believe it or not, I actually got some of Sewer Rat Scratch shorts coming. Oh, I ordered the gold ones, and we'll see. They're supposed to be coming out this week. Yeah. I also, him coming to the airport was another time where he just disrupted Austin in a major way, right?
Yeah, there's some good Sewer Rat stories from the first season filming for sure. I think everybody had interesting interactions with him filming.
We were finding Sewer Rat stickers all out through the office and the bathrooms and the boys' bathroom. They were just fucking like everywhere.
Yeah. There's Sewer Rat stickers everywhere, mm-hmm. all over the office and everything.
It really made his impact. I think all of like the non-jiu-jitsu people, because Flow Sports is big company, obviously. All the non-jiu-jitsu people really digged it, and that's when we kind of knew. We're like, "Oh, Suarez, he's doing something here."
We can keep chatting. Is Renee ready? We keep chatting, or we got Renee Souza coming on, of course, from episode 5. We've had Renee on earlier in the season. We talked to him after episode 1, but thought it'd be good to get Renee back on here. He had a big part, of course, of episode 5, one half of episode 5 is him versus Jansen Gomez, the number one pick, Jansen from Red Team. And I genuinely think it's one of the best matches, if not the best match from the series,
yeah,
to be honest.
It's an incredible match. And you can, going in knowing both those guys from the previous episodes, you kind of get an idea of what their strategies are going to be, right? And watching how those strategies play out, and it becomes kind of a battle of just grit and heart and tenacity. It gets a little chippy at points. It's real, real fun to watch.
Yeah. So I think we got Renee here. Renee Souza, all the way from the East Coast, one of our favorites to have on the show. Buggy choking the world out there, of course. We got Renee Souza. What's up, Renee? Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on, man.
What's up, guys? How are you guys doing? How's everything?
Bom dia, Renee.
Bom dia.
Boa tarde, right? Bom dia, boa tarde.
Heck yeah, man. We're doing good. Just talking about the show. Obviously, just dropped episode 5. You gotten a chance to see episode 5, Renee?
Dude, I mean, we've been hitting refresh on Flow more than Instagram, like this whole time. So, yeah, man, I was, everyone's been asking me, yo, how do you get the link a day early? I'm like, dude, read stuff and follow directions. Like, if you go on the website, it literally says you'll get it a day before. Like, we're in our group chat with Mike Rack, and he's like, who's your plug at Flow to get these links a day early? Like, dude, just follow directions, But no, I watched it twice last night, and then twice today. And then I haven't gotten a chance to rewatch my match, because that's what, man, that's the thing that's been like in my head for the past like 6 months, like what I could have done better. But man, I texted Reed like first thing in the morning. I said, thank you so much, just because it looked great, and I didn't know what you guys were going to show about me. So I'm happy I came out in like a good kind of way. I didn't know what was going to be shown. So I was super excited. And Jansen is the man too. So it was super cool to see his story and that kind of stuff too,
Yeah, for sure. And so what you do, kind of some viewing parties. Is that what you're doing? Or are you watching it by yourself?
I mean, it came out midway through the day yesterday, and yesterday was the second to last day of school for me. So I was like in my classroom with a whole class of kids and just watching and trying to like be quiet and stuff. Then last night I just watched it with my mom. And then today I watched it with some of my coworkers at school and stuff, because today was my last day of work, full-time jiu-jitsu now, So it was cool to like last day and got to show them that and stuff like that, so it was cool.
Had any of your students like seen this previously, seen any of your jiu-jitsu or the first couple episodes?
They'd seen some of my jiu-jitsu, but I guess they get to see some of my like lifestyle kind of stuff on it, so they're like, dude, Mr. Sosa is so chill. I'm like, that's me, I'm kind of, I don't know, right, I've told you guys that maybe the public doesn't know, like, who's next, like, showed me that I can be in the top of the ranks of the world, so now like I'm just focused on being my best jiu-jitsu competitor and teaching and traveling, and Buggy Choke the World seminar tour is super real, so sign up now, like literally put up one post the other day, booked like 5 seminars, so it's working out well, and things are good over here for sure.
Can you please introduce us to our friend here? I think he's been going too long without calling
him
out.
is Milo Machado. Say hi, Milo. Say hey, Milo Machado. Because of John Jock, obviously, you know.
Of course.
And he got, and before I named him, I got John Jock's blessing. So obviously he's going to be a stud. animal already can, you know, like invert and isn't full. He's like only 8 weeks, so he's not fully, he can't uppercut right to the buggy, but he can get his guard back. As long as he uses it to get his guard back, I'm happy, but long term, you know.
I like how when jiu-jitsu people get dogs, they like they genuinely teach them jiu-jitsu. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Thor's cat's name is Paulo Meow.
That's right.
And Thor messes with him so much. It's so funny. It's like I mean, it's just stuff that you feel normally, you know. So he definitely is gonna. I put him on his back and he doesn't like it, you know. And I just like help him practice like inverting,
like any white belt stuff though, like that. You know, anybody white belt that comes and wants to.
He's like, why am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? You know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's doing good. But yeah, I mean, dude, the paddleboard, like this episode, a lot of people have been telling me this one's the best one. And I mean, I'm not biased because it's me, but I just think like the stories, like it was just super interesting to show not only, you know, like the paddleboarding was like honestly the least stressful, like the chillest, the most fun, you know?
Yeah, I think we got a little clip of the paddleboard challenge too. We could just play kind of while we talk about it. But yeah, I like the paddleboard challenge because, like, man, the bullet challenge was so intense. You guys were like on edge, and then the gun challenge was so intense, and having Tim there and just dealing with firearms is just an intense environment. And so, like, this was like the first challenge where I feel like everybody just like had genuine like fun across the board.
No, actually, you're wrong.
True,
you're wrong, dude. True. When we walk out and Mike goes, "Oh, this is horrible." I'm like, dude, what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, how did you not think we're going to win? And then Big Dan and Adam are literally scared of the water. Like, dude, Adam, you live in San Diego. Learn how to swim, bro. You know? And, like, Big Dan is huge. Like, dude, you're going to sink if you don't learn how to swim. So figure it out, you know?
You may be able to touch the bottom, honestly.
These clips that you're playing, like, dude, that was the most fun, you know? Like, you showed a little bit of me and Dan had gotten a straight up altercation.
he
almost like threw me off my freaking board. But yeah, that was the best, bro. It was so much fun.
What did you think about Andrew and Isaac attacking Adam, since Adam was the weakest link there, clearly?
Dude, I was team blue team all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever we needed to win, I was down to do it. And those guys, you know, I can't say good enough things about those guys. Like, they were ready to kill other people to win this challenge. So, I mean, like, obviously we had did we have a lifeguard around? I don't know if we did.
You guys had life vests.
Yeah, we did. Somebody. Sewer Rat was around. He was around. True, he was around. Yeah. So, so that was so much fun, man. And then you guys were doing interviews and me and Andrew got like 30 minutes of just like paddleboarding up the river and just chilling and stuff. So, and that was the day, that was the actual day before I think we competed. So it was a super good vibe. Really was a highlight to me for sure.
I actually had a question. Reed, how much thought did you put into the challenges and how concerned were you with a participant death?
man, we put in a ton of thought to the challenges for sure. We had a lot, you know, we started with a lot more and we kind of had to whittle them down. But I was not afraid that anybody was going to die.
Are you sure? Why? Why not?
I mean, I think, yeah, when the bull challenge happened, like, it was one of those things where it was like, it was a good idea on paper. And then when we were out there, it was just like, holy shit, I can't believe we're really doing all this, you know? But even in the moment, like, the rodeo guys, like, this is what they do, you know? Like, this is a regular Friday night for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? Sorry?
They're not going to kill us on purpose, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
At least we're paying them, right, for something.
When Andrew Tackett was dragging Adam Bradley away from the board, were you worried then? Was there any point at the paddleboard challenge where we worried Adam Bradley wasn't making it back, really? Because as soon as I was watching the episode, that's what I thought. I was like, oh, they're going to leave him out. He's done for.
We'll never see Adam Bradley again. No, I had faith that we would somehow figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. He was wearing a life jacket. So Andrew would literally have to hold him down for him to drown. There's
seemed
no
like
way
he was willing to.
Would you put that by Andrew Tackett?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, and Andrew's he's a Christian. He can't kill people, you know.
True. Very true.
Andrew was out there with you guys last weekend or the weekend before that.
Yeah.
You guys had a good time out there. He showed out on the Zach Edward Memorial. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so it was just cool to, like, you know, I helped run the finishers sub only, and we just recently signed a deal with Flow, so we wanted to get some bigger names, and I hit up Andrew because, you know, we just made that connection. And I said, I was like, dude, come do a seminar, come teach some passing, and then come fight for the title. And against a really game opponent, you know, so didn't know if he was going to come in, like, didn't know how it was going to work. Had a lot of good other super fights, two other buggy chokes in on that day. So I'm hyped, you know, and then Andrew's the final match and just straight up dominates this guy. Like, I don't know what. I don't know what his mental stuff is, but he kills it. Like, he's so on top of, like, how to attack and how to stay calm. Like, the guy was going for some flying guillotines, and not even one time did Andrew even flinch one time. You know, he just used it to pass, used it to put on pressure. And then just like in his match with Fabian, he had some trouble finding the neck when he got on the guy's back. So he ended up restarting, doing like a blast double to freaking cartwheel pass, like super insane. And then with the pressure, the guy like kind of went to his knees and Andrew found like an arm triangle and it was super sick. He was on the show. Like, he wasn't, anybody can say like, that's him every day. Like, he lives his life at 100%. And then literally we proceeded to do that. We went to my family's food truck, got a bunch of food, came home, showered. And it's maybe like 11 o'clock at night and we're going for a sunrise hike at the Delaware Water Gap the next day. And my sister's boyfriend is over and she's like, he doesn't do jiu-jitsu, but he's like talking to Andrew and he's like, I think I could take you down. I'm like, dude, wrong person. Like, in a respectful way, we're just talking about jiu-jitsu and stuff. And we have good wrestling out here. He's like, I think I could take you down. I was like, all right, we got mats. Let's go. We went downstairs in my basement. I called one of my local blue belts to come by because he's a good wrestler too. And myself, Andrew took us down probably 25 times in a row. Like, could not take him down in like a 20 by 20 space, concrete walls, you know, he's insane.
11 p.m. Andrew's ready to go. Doesn't matter when.
Never turns down a challenge. And then, yeah, dude, we killed a like 8 mile sunrise hike, like got to the top of the mountain, like, but he told me, he's like, dude, I've never gone on a hike. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? And he's like, we don't have mountains in Texas. I'm like, oh, that's crazy. I was like, we got a mountain here. So this is like the Delaware Water Gap, straight up, like right where George Washington, like across the Delaware. There's like a big like left turn. It's super sick. If you guys ever come up, I'll show you guys. But we did it like in maybe like 35 minutes, like maybe like 2-3 miles to the top, like just sprinted it. And obviously he's leading and I'm like, dude, you're an animal, you know, like let's slow down. But we got to the top, got to see a sick sunrise. And then he has some privates and then I dropped him off. And then he's actually coming back this weekend for the Emerald City Invitational. They're doing like a 170 man bracket, pretty stacked. So I won't be at that one, but he'll be back around. So it's cool. It's cool to keep in those connections and stuff like that. Like Isaac competes this weekend, right? At Asia Oceania trial, so I'm looking forward to seeing him mop up some people. But yeah, overall sick.
There are like 10,000 hiking trails in Austin, Andrew. Andrew's gotta get in there. There are so many hiking trails in Austin, like it's crazy.
That's what I thought, but I was like, I'm not from Austin, I can't say anything. So it's, I was like, all I know is that there are like the Appalachian Trail goes right by my house, you know, so like that's like a sick.
Yeah,
one.
I'm sure though those are probably sicker trails for sure. But there are trails.
Yeah. Andrew's too busy spending his weekends riding bulls and shooting guns and going paddleboarding and
preparing. Connor, you're gonna say something? You got something you wanted to ask Renee?
We did have a question, and maybe it's good for the next video clip. It looks like we have lined up, but I don't want to get too much into it because it's about the end of the match. It's about. After the match, when Tim Spriggs had something to say, so maybe we just line this up as a good way for Renee to start telling us what he thought about facing off with Jansen.
Yeah, well, I can ask it. Like, I think this is a great match. Obviously, Renee, you're known for the buggy choke, and I think this match really played out in an really interesting way. We knew your strategy, and we knew Jansen's strategy, and they kind of, you know, didn't they were incongruent at some times, but I feel like both of you guys had really clear objectives and we got to see it play out like that. What did you think of the match? How did you remember it, and what was it like watching it back?
So in watching it back, right, maybe I'm a second late, but that first, like, dude, I hate to talk shit, but I feel like our first 45 seconds had more action than some entire matches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, obviously I did have my game plan, you know, but when I'm like deep in that flow, I'm kind of just going to feel what I feel is there. And I'm going to like kind of go with that. So you hear me tell Craig like that he's really strong, you know? And what I think back to that, like my game plan should have been like in when I feel somebody being super strong, instead of going through the wall, I think about going like around the wall. And I shouldn't have done that. I think I should have kept going forward and kept attacking. But I don't know. The way I attack is not to like sort of attack, you know, it's to kill. So like every attack exhausts a lot of energy, you know? So I think that's where like, I guess I thought I could tap him a little bit sooner. But maybe I should have adjusted it to like more movements to create him losing energy, you know? But like right here at the 8 minute mark, it honestly felt like 2 minutes. It felt like, I mean, it was probably like 100 scrambles in already, but, we were doing a lot of switching top bottom. He wasn't really letting me get on top really that much. He was doing a really good job at keeping his knee line aware. And obviously I wanted the freaking buggy choke the whole time, but, so I wasn't like totally giving it to him, you know? But it's just crazy to rewatch it. 'Cause in that moment, you know, like I'm like bawling my eyes out, like staring at Reed. I'm like, dude, the one dub I have from this is at least dudes are scared to sit in side control. Like that's like, I was like sitting on the stairs, like just reflecting on, you know? But I mean, I don't know. I'm happy that I got to display my guard. I'm happy I got to display my leg attacks. Obviously there's room for growth in both of them, but, I don't know, man. I'm proud. I'm super proud of my performance. And, you guys are there, man. I left it out there, you know, like, so this arm bar, you know, like not taking any away from Jansen, but nothing put a sweat on me. Not one thing he did like stressed me out, you know? Even right here, like pressure, cool, boom, boom. It's like, even these Kimuras at first, you know, I can't wait to rewatch the whole match, because I'm pretty sure it's not two Kimuras I got out of. I'm pretty sure it's like 35. So, I'm looking forward to see how I can not make that an escape and make that a re-attack a little bit better. It's crazy to see like exactly what Craig was telling me to be aware of is what caught me in the end. But man, I don't know. You guys said it was great too. And I'm super happy with it. So overall, it was just, I would have changed a couple things, but
like you said, man, it was just like from the get-go, the two of the nicest dudes in the house, and it gets a little, you know, like you guys both want it, which is awesome to see.
We came to a jiu-jitsu reality show to do jiu-jitsu, right? Not to talk on the freaking camera.
Is that pointed at someone in particular? I'm not sure.
Tim Spriggs, you know, as a whole. Like, how can you be a leader? Oh, man, I don't even want to get into it. It's just so annoying, because it's just like, dude, what are you even talking about? You know, like he's just fake, you know? I just hate that, you know? It's just annoying.
We did have a question. What was running through your head whenever, you know, you just come off of a really tough loss, obviously, and then, you know, Tim begins.
It's a great question, and I just wanted to
preface it too. Yeah, ask Reed, because Reed had to tell me not to get up, because that was about it.
There was a point where we showed the episode, and some people were kind of like mad at us. They were like, man, we just invested everything into Renee and Jansen. Why are you injecting Tim into the end of the match? Like, we care so much about Renee and Jansen. I want to see them get their hand raised and then get into the story. Like, why do we have Tim here? And it's just like, well, that's how it happened. That's genuinely how it happened. Yeah. You know, it was before
Hollywood
you guys
Mike
were able-
literally gave me a water bottle that I took a sip of, and then I shared it with Jansen, just telling you guys how, like, as soon as the match is done, we're best friends again. But then literally, like, first thing I asked Hollywood Mike, I was like, can I throw water at him? And then, like, I looked at Hollywood Mike, and I was like, I was about to go up to Tim. And like, even though he held me down and out, like that one time, like, dude, I'm sure I could tap him out. Like, so like, dude, like he was being so, and I'm not even, and maybe if somebody hears me out of context, this sounds kind of egotistical. You know why it's not egotistical? Because it's the foundations of what jiu-jitsu is built on, which is like self-defense, you know, like defending, standing up for somebody who can't stand up for themselves. Like, not saying Jansen couldn't stand up for himself, but he wasn't going to freaking say anything, you know? And Tim blowing up like that, literally only talking about himself, only talking about himself. Like, what? Like, he took that whole moment from Jansen. Like, you guys were in the room. Like, you literally didn't know what was happening in our match. Like, it was happening so fast, and we were just scrapping. We were on our feet, and we're doing this, and, you know, like, and then at the end, Tim like doesn't think of like holding his students' hands up or his team and being like, he wants to point at himself and be like, oh, I'm better than Craig. And it's just like, dude, everyone that has seen that, that knows nothing about jiu-jitsu, already knows Tim's a bad guy. I'm like, dude, yeah, he is. Like, and I tell them that he's not good at jiu-jitsu either. Like, okay, he did well at the Who's Number One Championship. Shout out to you, Tim. Good job. But dude, are you a champ? I'll face anybody anytime. Okay, then just face Craig. Like, when we were sitting there at B Team and he was like getting in Craig's face and he said some shit to Isaac, I was like, dude, all of these guys will take your head off. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just, that was the thing that irritated me, you know? Okay, camera's off, all good vibes, chill. Camera's on, that ego turned on, you know? So that makes me sad. That makes me sad because that's not what I want kids in the sport to look up to. And yeah, like you just said, like they took that moment from Jansen and like, dude, I mean, I've never been in a fist fight, but I was ready to get after him, man. It was just so annoying because it was like, dude, we just worked so hard. Like I literally worked my whole life for this 30-minute moment. You know what I'm saying? So did Jansen, all the things he overcame to Tim wanting to take that spotlight. So I'm happy you guys covered that because that shows his character. And, I'm sorry for getting a little heated about it, but it pissed me off because I was like, dude, I just worked for it. Like, if I would have just tapped him with a muggy choke, he wouldn't have been saying that, obviously. He was just blowing up because we took the first two wins and then they took the second two. But yeah, man, that was a big vibe kill for sure.
If you got to tap out Tim Spriggs, how you doing it? What's your go to? You got to take out Tim Spriggs next week.
His shirt.
He's buggy choking.
you buggy choking him?
He knows it's coming. He knows it's coming. Mm. Probably arm drag, back take, RNC. Like, he's not that good.
So I
watched him at ADCC. Like he takes pressure sometimes, and he just doesn't know how to handle it. So I think some hard hand fighting. I actually. Reed was there, right? I tapped out his one teammate from Lloyd Urban, maybe in less than like 2 minutes, right in front of Eddie. Great. If there's a crazier moment than who's next, like that was in one, you know, like last match of ADCC trials. Reed is right there. He's like, I'm hoping Renee's going to do a buggy choke. Like I just done another buggy choke. And yeah, I just surrendered to the flow, listened to Eddie and got a rear triangle. So I think, I don't know. If maybe we want to set that up for who's number one in the future, I'll fight for the heavyweight championship. I'll cut the line, whatever.
See if we can make that happen. All right.
if he accepts that contract, that's so stupid.
So
And then if he wins, I'll fight Isaac. And then if he wins, I'll fight Craig. It's like, dude, just you say you want to fight the best. There's zero argument, man. Like when he goes, he just got second at ADCC. Like, yeah, what have you gotten at 80? Like, dude, what? His arguments are so not structured well, you know? Like, it's absurd, man.
Yeah, it doesn't quite work like that. You have to win an ADCC medal. You can't just beat somebody and then claim their gold medal. You got to win.
But yeah, man.
What were you going to say, Corey?
Isaac signed up for the 99-kilogram division at Asia Oceania. I did see that. Trials this weekend. Mm. Looking pretty healthy in that division, right? A division looking like it's likely going to go in his favor. Tim is ADCC at the 99-kilogram division.
Oh, wow. So we could see Isaac.
That first round match.
Dude, Isaac, all day. Give me your money to bet, bro. Watch episode 6, guys, but I had to train. I hope the training footage doesn't come out of me and Isaac because, dude, like – I love Craig, bro. Craig's super good. dude, Isaac's the truth, bro. He's, you know, like Andrew is really good. Like, you know, I'm not blowing up people that aren't good, you know. Kyle, I didn't get to train with him, but I know he's really good. But two people that really grew in my eyes, like feeling it on the day to day, Andrew and Isaac, you know, those guys are going to be, I'd say, top five in the world by the end of the year for sure.
How about Jansen? Are you guys, you know, obviously you guys had a war there. Are you able to, were you able to kind of, you know, be friends and keep in touch with Jansen? How do you feel about Jansen after the fight?
Oh man, dude, like, just like I just described, the match was over and, you know, I had a water bottle and the second idea wasn't for me to slug it. I just was like, dude, you need this, you know, like, and we like, we're already on good vibes. So, I don't know, right? I think Reed was saying that there might be a seventh episode when the finale comes out. Maybe we can plan a like reunion, like get together at like the Red Rose or something like that. Just having a nice dinner together.
Yeah.
But Jansen, like Jansen, Jansen. Yeah, man, we had a great time later that night. Yeah. So I don't know if in episode seven you guys will cut out some you know, extended stuff, but was a great time then. And yeah, the rest of the time in the house and everything, like, man, I don't know. That's how I am. You know, it's business on the mat, but as soon as we step off the mat, like, it's all good. He didn't, I mean, obviously he was trying to break my arm, but I was trying to break everything of his too. So we were good. He hits me up as much as he talked to us in person, you know? So I hit him up and make sure he's good every now and then. I said, congrats when he got double gold at Worlds and got his black belt. So that made me feel good right after I lost. Right. But yeah, dude, he's the man. I can't wait to go out to California and train with him and stuff like that. So, I'm really excited to see where he goes. Cause man, he's so good. You know, didn't he beat what, Herberth Santos a couple months ago or something. So I know he's just working hard and focused. So
man, he was like this close to beating Gustavo Batista, who's a world champion. Or
he even looked at Worlds against Leandro
at Worlds. Yeah. Yeah. He was,
I didn't see that.
Almost took Gustavo's back there. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, he was right there.
But was that in the gi or what?
That's in the gi. Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. Oh wait, you guys are talking about gi? Lost me. Lost me. No, I'm just kidding. The Worlds were sick. You guys killed it, man. You guys are doing, I'm so happy to see you guys doing so well. I was actually training with like JT and Fionn a couple weeks ago, so it was sick to see her go absolutely kill everybody.
Yeah, huge win for her.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then yeah, I mean, it was the coolest world I've ever seen. So that's not a testament to everybody's jiu-jitsu. I think that's a testament to how you guys are putting it into visuals, right? And super. You guys are amazing. It's just so all the content that's coming out. Like, shout out to Trey. Shout out to, you know, Poderoso Mike. Everybody. Everything's the man. You know. So cool.
Hell yeah. Always appreciate it, Renee. Thanks for the support. Connor, you got, is there anything else going on back there in the YouTube? Anybody have any questions for the Buggy Choke?
Yeah, actually, we had someone in the Discord, Cyborg, like Cy, like Psychic, right? Mm-hmm. Cyborg said he just did an awesome private with Renee and then jumped on with us.
Oh,
so he says to tell you what's up, Renee. Nice. I guess you just did a private with somebody.
Sick. Cyborg. Yeah, I just did a private with do you guys know Trinity Pun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she wanted to upgrade her buggy joke, so had to get it taken care of, you know. And I was like in the beginning, I was like, dude, you're gonna do this great. And then I just showed her a couple details, and that's the thing. Like, man, I'm not saying I came up with anything or anything. I was just at the right time in the right place, you know. I got straight up exposed when I went for it the first time, you know. I got double buggied. Like, a lot of people don't hear that story, you know. And then this one on the shirt, it's actually Adam, right? So I'm shushing Ty Rotolo because he's coaching Adam at ADCC trials through the defense. I'm like, yo, like, come on, bro. Like, let me do this. So that's the story behind that. And that didn't work, but I used it to sweep to get to mount with an head and arm. And then Gordon actually posted it out on his Instagram. And then that following Tuesday was the day I let my guard get passed. And then little shot Zero, off, man. Shot off shotgun, you know what I'm saying? Right to the chest. So that's the buggy choke.
Was it like a weird experience
fighting Jansen, and like every time he would pass, he'd go straight to North. He was avoiding the buggy choke at all costs. You heard him say he just didn't want to be on the highlight. Tim would scream North South. Like, was that a weird experience?
That was awesome, Reed. That
yeah,
was
no,
awesome.
I hear you. Hell yeah, like, hell
it
yeah.
was awesome. You know, like obviously I wanted him to settle. You know, so I'm like, oh no, settle. But it's cool, man. Like since then, you know, like if I would have been like, oh, that's it, I'm letting go of the buggy choke, or you know, whatever. Like, I think I would have not been able to like create a lot of like systems off of it. But you guys watched me at ACC trials, you know, the one guy, like right after I got slammed, another guy got slammed and almost broke his neck. So mm-hmm. I'm very happy that that happened to me, because I got to learn different other setups where you can keep them more contained and keep them coming into you rather than waiting for them to come to you. You know what I'm saying? So, I think I've sent it. Maybe Reed's the only one that I haven't sent it to, but I know I've sent all the buggy choke secret instructional videos to you guys. So, been working on it, you know, and it's
trying to catch me in the
better.
Buggy choke. He doesn't want to show me the details.
I got a question for you.
You're just not active on Instagram, bro. Like,
all right,
I'll send it to you as soon as it's over. I'll send it to you. Okay,
it's legit.
Yeah,
Renee, if we put you on the Mount Rushmore of buggy chokes, right? Who are the other three there?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, well, I mean, the show's over now, you know, and I mean, Flo's doing all these vlogs. I mean, we should get a freaking buggy choke the world vlog, you know. I don't know, maybe a couple. Maybe we're in Cali and then we come back to Pennsylvania or something. I don't know.
Are you coming through Texas?
Let me know what's
in
Flo's budget. And I'll come out to Texas. Dude, hell yeah. I mean, you know, I might be coming out to Texas soon. So yeah.
I think we should be doing a buggy choke the world Flo seminar. Just right here.
Yeah.
Just the Flo guys.
Dude, say less. Say less. But yeah, man, like you guys, like I don't know, man. I've said this. I hope I haven't said this too much, but you guys are the best, dude. Like, you guys could have made this experience totally business and totally whatever. Like, I remember like after I triangled that guy at ADCC trials, like I like ran up to Reed. I was hoping you guys, I don't know if you have that content, because I know Dave was right behind you, but I like body locked Reed and like lifted him up in the air, and I was like, dude, like you did that, you know?
Oh, you're too nice, man. You're too nice, man. You did it all.
No, but it's true though, you know, like, man, like if we wouldn't have connected at that day in Oceanside before, I didn't even send a video to get on to Who's Next. Like, I literally posted, Mike goes, dude, you got to apply. And I was like, all right, whatever. Because you guys didn't tell us what at all this was going to be. I just posted a picture of me and Eddie. He's like, dude, that's not what I asked for. It was just like me and Eddie hanging out. And he's like, dude, I need a video. And the next day he DMs me and I still haven't sent it to him. He goes, all right, you're in. But you know, like Reed, we connected that one day when you guys were filming for the Who's Number One championships at Oceanside, right? Like,
yeah.
Man, you took a
you
chance on
to
me,
town.
You know, and then on the show, you know, you guys were just the best, man. And instilled a lot of confidence in me, truly changed my life. You know, now I'm full-time jiu-jitsu, chasing my dream. Like, as John Jock said, you know, only one life, you know? So, man, I'm super grateful for you guys. And, yeah, I don't know.
Well, you had a lot of people rooting for you and a lot of people telling us about you and that we need to do something with this Renee guy. We need to check out this Renee guy, you know? So definitely we heard a lot about you. So we're excited to, you know, get you on the show. Fucking worked out perfect. I don't know if I told you this, but on episode one, we did a lot of screenings of, you know, to try to figure out what order we were going to put the fights in, you know, for episode one. We were, you know, kind of playing with lots of different orders of the fights and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we would do Q&As after with mostly non-jiu-jitsu people, you know, people didn't know anything about jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like literally everybody, when we would sit down and say, all right, who's your favorite character? They would all say Renee. Everybody would say Renee. It was like the craziest thing. So it's one of the reasons why we led with your and J-Rod's match, you know, just because it's for some reason, everybody seemed like they really connected with you, at least on episode one and throughout the show. So,
yeah, nice, man. Well, like I what I've been telling people is like, you know, the show just allowed everyone to show their own character, you know. And man, that's me, bro. Chill, like nothing is gonna really stress me out too much, you know. Like, dude, like people that were stressing out in the house, like Mike, for example, like Dude, we literally had our dreams. Like, we literally just had to do challenges and interviews and hang out with each other and didn't have to go anywhere, you know? Like, had food paid for us, picanha, juice, like, everything, acai. Man, like, there was nothing to complain about, you know? It was the easiest 2 weeks. I mean, definitely not the easiest 2 weeks, but on terms of, like, what I have to deal with regularly, like, you know, like, I drive here, do this. Like, it was the best time of my whole life, you know? So, it was – you guys thought about it, though, so much in terms of, like, planning it. You know a jiu-jitsu guy planned it because of, like, how things were ran. And then the production and putting it together, also important to incorporate the jiu-jitsu guys, like, knowing the scenes. Like, man, you guys hit it out of the park, you know? And I just hope, like, the views and everything else, like, really work out well for you guys because, yeah, it's like, dude, I've gotten probably, like, at least 20 people – hitting me up that have never followed my jiu-jitsu or friends with me, but are like, dude, I'm hooked on freaking Who's Next. I'm like, dude, you've never ever liked a comment or liked a picture of anything of me doing jiu-jitsu. Like, and now you're like, this is sick. Like, all right, cool. Come train, you know? Yeah, it's been sick to get those people into jiu-jitsu and
Super, that's what we're hoping. Super thankful. We all love jiu-jitsu so much, right? We need to get those people who don't circle our world, and so try to teach those people, you know, about jiu-jitsu and hopefully get some new fans of the sport, get some new fans for you guys and everything like that. So glad to hear it's working out. Connor, anything else going down?
Not from the comment section, but I did want to point out episodes 1 through 6, the whole season, will be coming out on YouTube after the episode 6 release, which is next Wednesday. It will be coming out at some point within the next week. So if you have any casual fans, if you have any friends, feel free. You'll be able to send them the link for the whole show and binge it all next week. So that's super exciting.
Yep, trickling it out on YouTube, I believe June 27th, maybe. Might be, check our YouTube channel. We might be putting them out after that. So, so definitely keep an eye on the YouTube channel. Renee, where can everybody follow you on social media and everything? Where can everybody get those shirts?
Yeah, so this is everything you can go through my Instagram, but I actually just dropped my website too. So it's just renesousa.com. Just all my sponsors, all my gear, everything's on there. I know Flow might still, you guys might be out, but I sent you guys like a 5-pound bag of that Flow to go. So hopefully you guys got to enjoy some of that. I sell some, so that's just a coffee blend that we have. Dude, if we could do a Buggy Choke the World seminar, that would be freaking sick. And I'm not like saying that I want half the money, but I'll say I'll go 70-30 and Sewer Rat does the other half, you know? And, cause like, that's the thing. Like if we get him, you know, like we have to take advantage of his time, you know, have to just learn those techniques.
Is that the real
feudal Japan, you know,
in his music video?
That's what he said.
You think we're playing or what? You think we're playing?
I didn't even
remember when I said
you.
That to
you.
Like Reed looked at me, he's like, "What?" He was like, "It's not a fucking game, you know." Like, he's real, bro. Like I texted him that. I think both of you guys texted me back, like, "Is that the real Riff Raff?" And I was like, "Dude, what else would it be?" You know, like
so many other things. Literally anything else.
That's not how. Maybe Mike Rakshan would order a dollar store freaking Riff Raff, not Sewer Rat, bro. Not Sewer Rat, dude. Come on.
Yeah, but that's like almost as funny of a story if he got a Riff Raff impersonator. Like that's just like another step. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's too Riff Raff to not be Riff Raff, you know? Yeah. I've checked it a couple times.
Gotcha. All right, and then you're going out on a seminar tour, doing some privates. If they wanna get on the seminars or do some privates with you, go through your Instagram as well.
Instagram or website, both direct you to my calendar and both direct you to like everything. So everything's on my website and stuff, and QR code on my private thing bring you right to my website or like just on my Instagram. Everything's through the link in my bio. So really appreciate everyone's support. Really appreciate you guys so much. You know, don't worry, Reed. I know your neck hurts, but I'll buggy choke you lightly next time I see you and give you those details.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it. If you guys want to up your buggy choke game and your leg lock game, hit up Renee. He might be coming through your town soon. Renee, as always, brother, so good seeing you. Hope you enjoy episode 6, too, that comes out next week. And I'm sure we'll talk soon, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. See you guys later.
There you go. Milo
And Renee, jumping on the show. Always good to talk to Renee, right?
Yeah, the man. And great to see, great to get that feedback from him. It's nice to really, like, for me, it's nice to hear what all of these guys enjoyed about living in that house, being in that house together. And, like,
makes you jealous a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Both, like, both them talking about.
I don't want to just do that.
I mean, who doesn't? But even both them talking about, like, how that group is still kind of in contact with each other.
After
each other. Like, it's great to see that, like, that stuck together.
Mm-hmm. The camaraderie kind of kept going even beyond the show. Yeah, that's a cool byproduct that I didn't see coming, for sure. What'd you think about Renee and Sewer Rat, Connor?
That was great. I'm most impressed that you remembered the dog's name. Shout out Milo. But that I was thinking, as he was held up, I was like, what is that little dude's name? But dang, Reed latched on to that one. Yeah, man, it was super fun. We got a lot of people in the comments section saying that they loved episode 5. You know, real fun stuff, I think.
What did you think of episode 5, Connor?
Dude, I loved it. Honestly, my favorite part was the paddleboard. You know, like, I've seen, you know, Renee and Jansen's background before, so that was always, like, cool to see how it came together. But the new thing was the paddleboard. I wasn't able to be there, like, in person, and I was watching how they strategized. There's a little
hilarious,
bit of,
right?
Yeah, there's a little bit of malice in there. There's some real, you know, Machiavellian plays, but it was fun.
Sick. The finale comes out next week, the June 22nd, guys. Make sure you guys tune in on Flow Grappling for that one. The finale is crazy, the finale of the show is crazy. We set the final for July 14th. I think it's unexpected. I think it's, you know, both these final matches are crazy. We got another fun challenge for you here. But Corey, anything else you wanted to say?
No, I'm excited to see semifinals, right? Episode 6. And then, of course, make sure you tune in for the Asia Oceania Trials, the last ADCC Trials. We're going to figure out the last people who get their invites on Saturday night.
Heck yeah.
That'll be Sunday morning over in Australia.
Heck yeah, really looking forward to that. Of course, Isaac is competing there. We got a bunch of other guys who are competing on there who are OGs on Flow, so that should be fun. Connor, any last words, brother?
No, man. Make sure you're staying tuned to the Instagram. We're going to have some not only cool stuff for Who's Next, but also fight announcements coming out, all the news. You guys know the deal.
Absolutely. As always, everybody, thanks for tuning in to Who's Number One podcast. We'll see you guys next week. Os. Peace.
Next time on Who's Next.
I remember waking up to, like, loud noises, and then all of a sudden I was like, something's gonna happen.
Final team challenge. You guys better go hard as fuck. This is the semifinal. 3, 2, 1.
Hollywood Mike, Greg show up in his Lambo limo, ice cream paint job. The whole thing was out of this world.
Lord, watch over us, protect these men going into the finals. We're going for the time of our lives, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Get it.
I'm going to break Kyle out there. I'm going to break him mentally and physically.
I just can't wait to dominate this little dude, man.
Jansen versus Isaac. The battle of the two number one picks.